The NBA draft is in the books, and Glenn Robinson III joins us. He was drafted in the second round by the Minnesota Timberwolves, and of course, he came out of the University of Michigan after having a fine career there. He came out a little bit early, and he is the son of Glenn Robinson Jr., who was a first overall NBA draft pick and played 11 years in the league and won an NBA championship. What was draft day like for you, Glenn?
Draft day was very exciting. You know, I spent a lot of time with my friends and my family on draft day, and you know, got to spend that moment with them. I know they were all excited and you know, cheering me on, you know, when we were watching a selection. So,
is it a little bit nerve wracking just sitting there? And did you rely on your father to give you some advice, or at least what the experience was like for him when he got drafted first overall?
Yeah, you know, he said he felt the same way. You know, he was very nervous, you know, excited at the same time. You know, just to be able to spend some time, you know, with the family and you know, get some advice from him was definitely important, you know, because draft day can be very nerve-wracking, you know, and nervous. But I was just more excited and anxious to see where I was going to end up more than anything, you know, so it was a lot of fun.
Tell me a little bit about the lead-up, because I know you guys get dissected by all the clubs and everything. How many, you know, what kind of conversations did you have with teams, especially Minnesota?
I had, you know, a lot of conversations with teams, and as far as workouts, I had 18 workouts leading up to the draft, which is kind of a lot. Each workout was about an hour, hour and a half. And so flying the city to city, you know, every other day, you know, and then once you get done with the workouts, you know, having conversations with the GM, you know, having conversations with the head coaches, and, you know, just getting to know the team and see how you could fit in.
You know, what's strange about it is most of us have some control over a lot of things in our lives, but you have absolutely no control. You and anybody else in the draft has no control at all over the draft. Is that kind of mind-bending a little bit?
It is. It is. You know, it's crazy. You know, I didn't even expect to, you know, to be in the second round, but everything happens for a reason. You know, and I believe that. And, you know, we don't have any control, you know, over what happens. As far as the draft, you know, we just have to be ready to go wherever. You know, and it's kind of funny how, you know, once you get drafted, you live in that city no matter what. So somebody's kind of telling you where to live, you know, other, you know, rather than, you know, if you're getting a regular job and you picking yourself. So it's kind of cool at the same time.
You know, I was talking to Aaron Kraft the other day. You certainly know him, coming out of Ohio State University, and he signed on as a free agent guard with the Golden State Warriors trying to make it in the NBA. And he said the biggest challenge for him as he was going around trying to hook on with the Warriors is just the amount of time that you have available that you have to discipline that maybe was not the case in college. What have you found as the difference now?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot more time on your hand. You know, it's up to you what you want to do with that. You know, as far as college, everything was structured. You know, we had a plan set throughout the whole day, and it was sent us our schedule for the whole day. Now it's, you know, we wake up, you know, we have practice, workout, whatever you have to do, you know, and then other than that, you know, the rest of the day is to yourself, you know, and it's kind of what will you do, you know, with your day? Will you waste your time? You know, whatever you want to do now, and that's, I think that's how guys kind of get caught up sometimes and maybe make some bad decisions just because, you know, now they have the money, now they have the freedom to do whatever they want. You know, how do you maintain and discipline yourself?
You know, the other thing I find fascinating, Glenn, about professional sports, think about this for a second. You're coming in as a rookie in the NBA, and when you were in college, you may be going up against a guy that was just 1 year older, was a sophomore or a junior or even a senior. But when you get in the NBA, you may be going up against a guy that's been in that league for 8 or 9 or 10 years.
Definitely. Yeah, that's one crazy thing, you know, going against veterans. You know, a guy that might have been in a league for 10 years and, you know, I'm standing across, you know, playing him every night. So maybe it's an advantage or maybe it's a disadvantage at times.
What did you find when you were playing with the Timberwolves summer league team? Because there's a chance for you to kind of evaluate the competition you'll find in the NBA and also see how you match up with them. What did you find?
You know, I thought I played decent, you know. Of course, I'm a big, you know, critic to myself, but, you know, I could have played better. You know, I believe that it was the game, the pace of the game is a lot faster, you know, from college. You know, just like the transition was from high school to college, it's going to be even more tough to transition from college to NBA. So that's the biggest thing that I noticed. It's just the speed of the game, the speed of which everyone moves. It's just a little bit faster.
Where does thinking come in? And what I mean by that question is that when you're in college, I think it's more of a physical reaction, whereas you get into the NBA, I assume the playbooks are bigger than what you found in college.
Right, yes. Yeah, they are. You know, we put in a number of plays in only a couple of days. And, you know, I think part of it, you know, most of the game is just playing and playing to your strengths and really knowing what you can and cannot do. You know, other times there are some thinking that you'll have to do, but you know, like I said, most of the game is just not so just reacting, just natural play.
Yeah, one of my friends who went into the National Football League said to me, he said, I had to stop thinking. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? He said, if you start thinking, then you're going to be a step behind whatever's happening. And I suppose that's the case in the NBA as well. You've got to get to a point where you just naturally react on what's happening in front of you, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, the other thing too, Glenn, being a guy that's a small forward, that's kind of an in-between position. How does that work in the NBA? What do you have to do at a small forward that's different from, say, a power forward or a big shooting guard?
Yeah, you know, you have to be able to defend, you know, all types of positions, you know, from maybe sometimes the biggest guy on the floor to the smallest guy. You know, also you have to be ready to put the ball on the floor and make plays for yourself or others, you know. So I think a small forward is kind of like an in-between position, like you said, and, you know, you just have to be ready. You have to be an overall player.
You know as well as I do, the shot clock in the NBA, 24 seconds, that's not the case in college. You got some more time than that. Yeah. How hard is it to adjust to that?
You know, just playing with the shot clock in college, it's not too tough to adjust to. The biggest thing, like I said, is, you know, a couple seconds faster, you know. So, thankfully, we're not on defense as long. But then on the offensive side, you know, you have to work for a good shot. But, you know, sometimes that might not happen. So that's when it starts to break down and get a lot of one-on-one play.
Glenn Robinson III is with us on Sports Byline. He has been drafted in the second round by the Minnesota Timberwolves, coming out of the University of Michigan, where he had a fine career there. We got a couple minutes left. And, Glenn, I know this is – something that players don't have any control over at all, but a lot of talk about the Timberwolves and what they may or may not do with Kevin Love. Is that the type of thing that just not only Kevin Love, but anytime the media gets a hold of something, can that become distracting to a player or a team as a whole?
You know, I think that it can become distracting. It hasn't for us, you know, and really the media half the time, most of the time, is just blowing it kind of out of proportion. You know, I know it's a big deal, Kevin Love, you know, trying to decide what he's going to do. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I don't think it's too distracting to the team.
Would you like me to start a rumor here on my national show that Glenn Robinson III is going to the L.A. Lakers for Kobe?
Hey, we might need to start that one.
The other thing is that when you take a look at professional basketball today and you compare it to college basketball, what do you notice as the major differences? Does it come into play, Glenn, that it is a business and it's a little bit different? If you have a bad game in college, you know you're going to be back the next day. That's not necessarily the case in professional sports. You're rated on what you've done lately. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. You know, it's like you said, it is a business. You know, it's a job. You know, I've just noticed that, you know, just from the time that I've spent already, that as far as when I say it's a job, I mean, like, it's just like any other job. You know, we have to be at the bus, you know, whatever time they tell you, have to be there at 9, you know, afterwards, after the game, whatever. You know, like I said, there's a time that you have to do just whatever you want. And it is a business once again, and you have to perform, and we're entertainers, you know, so we have to play good, and you know, there of course there's gonna be some bad games, but you know, you want to play your best, and that's gonna be your best shot, you know, of playing more.
You mentioned that you expected to go in the first round. You go in the second round. What type of advice did your dad give you then after you were drafted?
You know, that everything happens for a reason. You know, Minnesota is a great city, a great team, really up and coming, again, rebuilding, and, you know, somewhere where, you know, I could see myself playing and really getting better as a player.
Well, I'll tell you what, Glenn, you won't have to adjust to the winners because you played ball in Michigan.
Exactly.
So, you'll get used to it up there. I really expect big things out of you. I think you're one of those diamonds in the rough, and I said that on draft night as well. And I always enjoy our conversations because they're so insightful. Glenn, I want to thank you very much. Good luck in Minnesota, and let's stay in touch during the course of the season.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Take care. Glenn Robinson III, again, came out of the University of Michigan early and was drafted in the second round by the Minnesota Timberwolves. He is a small forward. Watch this kid because he is very, very good and has a great shooting eye. And, of course, he's the son of Glenn Robinson Jr., who was the first overall NBA pick and played for 11 years in the league. We continue with more of You and Sports Byline.